SuperTube is brought to you by SuperPicks. Play for free, win for real.
For the first time in 2022, international football is back in the focus of football across the globe. And the big reason for that is that the World Cup qualifiers are continuing. And I guess in the next couple of days, over the next week or so, we'll know exactly who it is, especially on the African continent, that is going to be representing the continent. Unfortunately not. That's going to be representing the continent come Qatar 2022. That is how we kickstart Super Tube, powered by SuperPicks.
Mafana.
No, guys, no.
Do you guys have jerseys?
Exactly. For who?
For Mafana.
No, how? No, why? No.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, not, I seen Dao. No. I seen Dao.
But I just do.
No.
Guys.
No. I can tell you who is going to go places.
Yeah.
I guess home and away, at the very least. Mm. It's going to be Senegal and like Egypt. That. A repeat of the final.
Yeah.
I guess again, Mane, Salah.
No.
We'll get to that in a bit. No. But straight off the bat, yeah. Is this a case of if you're Senegal, you basically picking up from where you left off?
I think they would want to pick up from where they left off, but also not forgetting the fact that Aliou Cisse would love to get to the World Cup for the second time running. Yeah. So I think they're on a high, you know. So for them, they're definitely going to want to continue on that good vein of form. But let's not forget, Egypt are wounded.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also got both their formidable shot stoppers fit and ready to go.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting one.
Are they a wounded lion or a wounded cat?
It's
a meow.
It's a feline. No, it's a feline. So it could be a lion. It's still a
wounded
feline.
Meow.
It's a wounded meow.
Yeah.
It's still a feline,
says Paul. Yeah. No, but I mean, and I ask that because from what we've seen, as far as AFCON is concerned, there wasn't much suggestion or evidence that they had an extra gear.
Mm. Yeah.
And I guess maybe the fact that it's been, 2 months later, maybe they've had, you know, the opportunity to work on those shortcomings. I don't know.
But also, we need to remember that Carlos Queiroz was brought in for Egypt to go to the World Cup.
World Cup.
So he was using AFCON as a preparation for them to go to the World Cup. So now he...
must be so nice. using
AFCON as
the continental
But that was the only thing that was in front of him for him to prepare the team to go to the World Cup. So now he's facing this challenge. Ogutimaji must play against Senegal, which is the team that he actually, you know, won against him in the final. And also you ask yourself, Oguti, Jengo Bullshit, whether they'll be able now to get maybe to the second or third gear to be able to beat Senegal, because in an actual Senegal has a better team on the pitch, but also with them being on the high and all that, it will be very interesting to see whether Egypt will show up, because we know what Senegal were going to bring on the game. But the problem is, if Egypt are not going to play the way that they're supposed to, because they won't even qualify.
Mm.
Because all they need Senegal is to play draw at away, and then that's it. When they go back to Senegal, there, my friend, there's no way there will be meow meow.
I will finish you.
Yeah.
But also, let's not forget, if we're raising the point of Carlos Queiroz coming in purely to take them to Qatar, the big question then is that pressure. You know, as a coach, when you're under pressure and you're literally playing with a gun against your head, it literally just makes your job all that much more difficult.
But to back on that, if there's anyone on the continent right now who can deal with that kind of pressure, it's him.
Mm.
He's qualified, is it four teams before to the World Cup? So the reason why they did bring him in was to make sure that Egypt are one of the five who are going to be in Qatar. You know, so he knows how to deal with that.
But could he handle the pressure enough to not be suspended? Remember, he didn't. He wasn't even on the field.
Look, he's an emotional guy.
Do you get what I mean? So the pressure is there and it's starting to show.
Yeah, and he won't even be on the yeah, because he's still serving suspension.
Here's a question for you guys. They could just spark something in my head. What did Carlos Queiroz learn about his Egyptian side? If he was using AFCON as a breeding ground, what are his notes looking like?
Because also,
that's a very good question.
Yeah, because if you remember what he used to say in AFCON, he was always emphasizing on defense. That's where he wants to, you know, build his team from. And then you probably maybe in the later stage, he will start focusing on the attack. But now there's no game in between the game against Senegal and after the final.
That's the thing.
So therefore, that's why I'm saying that if Egypt isn't going to show up, they're not going to win the game. Because for me, I think that he's still going to continue with what he has, and he's still going to play the way that he's been playing. But now you could. If it's home
and you don't
win.
Have the benefit of extra time. This
you
time.
Don't have the benefit of that. You understand what I'm saying? So that for me it's for Egypt to lose or for Egypt to gain, because I don't think Senegal will actually go in with so much under pressure like they did when they went to AFCON. Because of course, with them being the champion, CISO of course wants to go to the World Cup. But I think in the pressure of the game, I think it's more on Egypt than Senegal.
I agree.
Yeah. Do you guys rank this current Senegalese team? We saw Alhaji Diouf and them, what they did in during their heydays, compared to that era, where even the coach himself was part of it. Where do we rank the side? Are they close enough to pull a couple upsets?
At the World Cup?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, after group stages?
Round of 16, quarterfinals.
Round of 16.
Yeah, and then they must come back.
Round of 16.
Yeah, then come back.
That's problems.
No, but you know, round of 16, normally you meet Abo Switzerland, who are tricky but are beatable, you know? Yeah. So enough, I feel like quarterfinals, they do, but as much as Senegal, they look so good. They've got so many good players.
Yeah.
Bro, it's so difficult for them to win games convincingly.
Yeah.
So they're still depending on one guy.
Yeah.
So and you can't go to the big tournament like this, a World Cup, and it's still depending on one guy.
True.
And you want to get to round of 16. It's impossible.
And also remember when we were talking about Senegal during AFCON, we spoke about the fact that, in essence, they got thing in Tanta. It was pure luck.
No, football goes back.
They were not the best team at AFCON, and that's a fact. So, Senegal. They were not.
Are we saying Bafeng and Tantla to the final?
Yes.
Okay, okay. If Senegal got thing in Tantla, Egypt to Fegan Janion. You can't compare in Tantla.
But it was luck.
When I cross the road, you're going to village.
Okay.
In fact, there's a final in his goal. That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean, I can't compare Inhlanhla Egypt and the luck.
But let me tell you, let me say this. Yeah. If you remember all the games we have gone, if you looked at how Cameroon played, you'd wish them to go to the final.
That was the team.
Because the way they played every game, bro, they played Ethiopia, they didn't care who they played. They brought the A game there. And also because of the fans as well. You know, they playing home, then my fans will always come to the
stadium.
It's Senegal, it's a ban. Then the next thing, they in the semi-final, quarter-final. They in the final. Okay, Egypt, they throw the whole thing.
Exactly. I mean, they played four extra times.
Which is absolutely
ridiculous.
Yeah. They still got to the final.
So you see, when I say, but we've got, I think even they themselves were like, ha, gents.
Yeah, we're
No, I mean, I'd like to think, it was managing expectations.
I'd like to think that's what they were doing.
As favorites. No. Okay, it's fine.
They didn't go there as favorites.
Their performance, they deserve to be in a final.
Nigeria, Cameroon, I'm deserving nothing.
Baba.
Egypt are there.
Anyway, okay, so it's gonna be Mane Salah once again. I think, you know, I'd like for Mane to be the one that
please,
you know, I would 100% love for Mane to again get the better of Salah Akale. And then what happens?
So is Liverpool gonna celebrate this time around?
No. Imagine look, work with me. Okay. Salah Akale, then he sells to Liverpool. The door's open for him to go to Barcelona.
To Barcelona, I like that. Hey. Muscle man there.
No, Asimfun.
Anifuni?
Ah. Usalati?
No, Asimfun. No.
Kale. Over 20 plus?
No, you got young players that we're going to groom.
Who says
yes, in cream to the cream. No, good enough. No, chief. Look at the squad.
Okay,
23,
guys,
24.
Can we
have the different show with this.
Tell me about Arsenal rejects and kakakaka. No.
Okay, all right, let's bring it back. Let's bring it back.
Can we bring back
10 games?
Let's bring it back to the continent because Tunisia.
That's a man very cool, hello.
You're right.
Oh, wow.
But bring it back on to the continent. Another one of the playoffs. Mali up against Tunisia. And interesting thing is, before we started, a number of us were saying, I fancy Mali. I think this is an exciting team.
It is definitely Mali.
People.
No, it's definitely Mali.
So 3-3 Mali.
Mali.
Tunisia. Why?
Because The thing is, you know, when you know how to get into such stages to get to the World Cup,
yeah,
you might not play well, but you know what it takes for you to get there. And Tunisia have the experience against Mali. So now it's, for me, it's who's going to, Mali, are they going to be able to manage my emotions well?
Because now last time out, though, they defeated Tunisia.
Yeah, 4-0.
Nothing.
What do you mean?
The stakes won for a place in the World Cup.
Exactly. So now the stage is manage. With Mali, this is a new era. They want to go into the World Cup. Whatever. This is a big game. So for me, it's that's what I'm asking. Will they be able now to manage those emotions? Because Tunisians, they do have the experience, and they know which is the only thing that we need to do here. We can absorb the pressure from Mali. We don't need to actually.
We need one goal. That's good.
But here's the thing. Remember, there was a point where Bafana Bafana had something called Vision 2022. If there is a country that has done Vision 2022 well, it is Mali.
I agree with you.
This Vision is the team. This is the team that got to the Under 17 AFCON back to back. They reached the Under 17 World Cup final. Under 20, they got into the third place of the World Cup, and also they won the Under 20 AFCON. If there is a team that has done Vision 2022 well, it is Mali.
Yeah, for under 20.
No. That's the team that is now going to take them to
Vision
the World Cup. Watch.
Okay. Some might say this is a bridge too early for them. What would you say to
No, them? I don't agree with that. I actually look at current football right now, and it's carried by a lot of youngsters, right? And I feel, though, this is the generation that's going to take Mali to the World Cup. And this is the generation that possibly, even if they don't go anywhere, the next time around, they will have that experience.
I like what you said, with football right now, it's been carried by youngsters, but not in Africa, though. You look at NAFCO, none of the youngsters were playing there. So you can still come back and say, Mali Nyanbona, you've got great vision, but because you got this game, you're going to do things differently. Because if the pressure is, you need to go to the World Cup, you do have a chance. Vision 2022. No, it'll be Vision 2034. You must relax.
34?
Yeah, 34.
don't
come back. Don't come back.
Okay, all right. So we're still sticking. I'm still sticking with Mali.
I'm still sticking with Mali.
Yes.
Okay, all right. We're going to remind you. We're going to remind you, Donna.
You've got a point.
Speaking of trying to make sense of what's happening on the continent and trying to get predictions right, especially ahead of this big weekend, you've got something to tell us about Super Picks.
I do have something. Did you have to wait before?
She was chewing.
Like, you know?
You wait.
But here's the thing. You can't wait for me to put the piece of biltong in my mouth and then...
And putting it in.
Now I knew you were supposed to read, so I'm just...
We've never done a Super Picks live read with food in our mouths. So today's the
first. But anyway, so here's a big question to you guys, right? You all are very passionate about football. That is why we're all here, right? But what if I tell you that you can be a millionaire this very weekend?
Oh, yes.
Overnight. Well, what if I told you that you could actually be a millionaire this weekend, as I've already mentioned? Super Picks, which is Africa's fastest growing sports predictor platform, offers life-changing cash prizes every week and all for free. It's simple. All you need to do is correctly predict the scores of 6 soccer matches and win the multi-million rand jackpot. If one or two results didn't go your way, you don't have to worry, because the player with the closest predictions gets a weekly cash prize. And of course, don't forget that Super Picks is available to play in Nigeria and is coming very soon to South Africa. So all you have to do is go to promo.superpicks.com, play for free, win for real. And you never know, maybe drinks will be on you next week.
VSOP.
Lalela. You just said you don't consume anything.
But I said drinks on him. I didn't say he has to consume them.
And VSOP for me means.
So you want to watch
out. But VSOP is for who?
Very sober Oros. Please. Very sober Oros.
I want to put out. I think he was drinking those Oros before the show.
Okay, let's have a look at the fixtures. Week 48, or round 48 of Super Picks. Those are the fixtures that are available. And as we have mentioned, a lot of international football, of course.
Argentina.
A lot of World Cup qualifiers on the continent, that is Africa. I see there's Portugal, there's Turkey that features there. There's Argentina down south. So remember that the competition closes an hour before
the first match gets underway. So you've got up until an hour before the first match gets underway to play for free and win for real.
Dang.
Was that Bafana saw there?
Who?
Bafana.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Okay. On that note. Okay, we're going to take a breather. When we come back, we talk some more big matches, including the Jollof Derby.
Yes.
Is it going to be the Superstars or the Black Eagles? You know?
I blacked out.
Black Stars.
Okay.
Every weekend, you can predict the scores of 6 soccer fixtures and win a huge jackpot for free. What's more, even if you miss the jackpot, there will still be a guaranteed cash prize for the player with the closest predictions each week. So, could that be you? Visit promo.superpicks.com to find out more. Coming soon to South Africa. Super Picks. Play for free. Win for real.
And know what else is dope?
What is dope?
Super team. That's dope. And you know what? Before we went to break, I realized that you guys aren't operating on my level. So I'd like to apologize for all three of these who weren't operating on my level. I said, is it the Black Stars or the Super? Or, you know what I mean? I was there. Because we are going to talk about this game.
It's because
of my very sober horrors, please. Let's go to the west of Africa, Mafeto, because, sure, you know what? A lot of people are saying that Senegal, Egypt is big, yeah. But there is no game on the African continent that has the potential to get bigger than Nigeria.
Okay, before we get there, who has the better jollof?
Ghana.
Nigeria or Ghana?
Ghana.
Okay.
Right. It's advantage Ghana at the moment.
Who's the better players? Ghana has a
better jollof.
Yeah, but who's the better players?
Okay, so we said we are going Ghana.
Who's got better players? We committed such jollof.
It's Ghana. Who's got better players?
I think Nigeria. Nigeria are in a very, they're in a great place. And I think what has helped is that with the change of coach before AFCON, Egwavon has come in and the players have looked, you know, very comfortable in his in his system.
True.
They've taken very little time to, you know, assimilate and acclimatize to whatever he's bringing to the table.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, obviously, we only saw them over, was it just a week and a half, really, of AFCON? Because they didn't make it past the round of 16. But what we saw was extremely encouraging as far as I'm concerned. I don't know.
Nah, I was not convinced with what Ghana put together. That's
come again, Nigeria.
He's talking about
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Bomba manje. Yeah, bomba you preach. But I think you know what's interesting for me.
We'll get to Nigeria. Ghana, for the first time since 2008 or 2006, they're playing without Asamoah Gyan. For the first time since 2008, they're playing without the Ayew brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to lead the line for them? Because they're talismanic players.
You know what?
Before
we answer that, you know what? It's their own fault that up until 2022, they're still wanting
to rely on... Because they did not have vision 2022.
there was a deeper question.
Yeah.
What has been their plan? What's been the vision?
Because there's been no vision 2022.
Are you saying there's been all of this? Is that what you're saying? Because I tend to agree with you because I watch them and they look like a country stagnating.
And I think that's the whole thing with Ghana. Like, I mean, let's not say we're surprised that they got to this stage, but from what we've seen over the last 12 months from them,
Hey, you got better.
It's
also now they're going to be playing under a new coach, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
Because they decided to get rid of it instead of dealing with the actual so also that, you know, back to what Donna had said before we went to the ad break, the fact that there's been no games in between, so now you don't even have the opportunity to see Ubuti in between. What has worked, what didn't work at AFCON, Can we fix that before we get into this crucial encounter?
What's crazy is, you know, building up to these matches, there's so much, you know, so many rumors bouncing around the continent and stuff. And one of them is that Ghana heading to AFCON, they were calling up players who were injured. That's why they couldn't really get going.
Yeah.
And then now some players have been reported as injured.
But they're not really.
But then they've come out and said, "You injured."
He flexed up.
But also, you see, that's another thing. Nigeria released their squad, their 23-man squad, about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Ghana only released this week,
recently,
on Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so even that tells you, Guti, they're not sure who's going to be in the squad, who can actually perform for them. So it's very problematic.
But I think it's if Ghana doesn't go to the World Cup, I think it will be the best thing that has ever happened for them.
That's for us.
Because if they really go, they're going to be embarrassed. Because of what we saw with AFCON, it was embarrassing enough. So now you go into the World Cup where you're actually going to be meeting proper teams that have been established for the last, I don't know, gazillion years. And then you are having a team that is stagnant. You don't want to change players. There's nothing that you can do with that. And now you want to go to the World Cup. Let's say it happens that they beat Nigeria, they go. But you look at Nigeria's squad. There's a new squad, new players, new energy. So I think on the pitch, Nigeria deserve to go. Mm. But also in football, we never know who's going to win. But then for Ghana, I think this era, I think it's best for Ghana because now it gives an opportunity to relax a bit, let them watch like us on TV and be able to rebuild the squad.
Watch on TV.
Watch them on TV.
I don't think the Ayu brothers will give you anything that you haven't seen in the last 10, 15 years.
But also, Dede's not there.
Even if he was. I think a lot of players, if you look at the squad that are playing in AFCON, you look at them, all of them probably more than 50, 70 caps.
Yeah.
They've been in national team for so long.
Forever.
So a national team, it's not a club where you need to feature every game. You know, you need to come. The national team has been selected based on performances. And you can see in Ghana, because it's selected because of we know you.
Yeah.
Say, based
it's
on
reputation
comfort.
More than anything.
Yeah, yeah. So now, this will actually give an opportunity to, like, okay, guys, Stellan Pansy, we've got a new coach that we might also fire within 2 days after losing against Nigeria. So let's sit back and actually restructure. Let's copy what Senegal is doing. He's been having the same guy, the countryman, for the last 8-9 years now. Look at where they are. So what is it that we can do us to fix ourselves? And I think this is the best opportunity for them to do so.
You know, he's making me think there's a lesson on all of this development. You look at the North Africans, the Egyptians, the Moroccans, consistently perennial winners across the continent and in World Cups. I mean, Egypt was part of the first World Cup, 1933.
They've been
at it. Mm. So what are they doing differently as opposed to the East?
Development.
I think it's resources and pumping money and investing outside of the IUs.
You know, an interesting point that Mamadou Gay made on Soccer Africa last week. He mentioned that with games like this on this continent anyway, the teams that play away first have got the advantage.
Mm.
So I don't know. What do you think?
How so?
Do you want to play away? Play away, you do the job.
Yeah.
You come home relaxed to manage what you did.
Aha, okay.
What do you think? Yeah, it really does. But for bigger games like Nigeria and Ghana, it really doesn't matter.
Mm.
Because those are just neighbors, so wherever they play,
and you're gonna have animosity.
Exactly.
Way.
So it really doesn't matter. I think for your Mali, Tunisia, yes, you can speak about that. But there's other games, Senegal, Egypt.
Mm.
It really doesn't matter because now you've got. You look at the Senegal squad. You've got players that are playing in top leagues. They used to 60,000-70,000 treasure anyway. Mm. So that didn't really matter. But I think, but I also think if you're playing away, I think the best thing that you can do for yourself, don't concede.
True.
Okay, very quickly, we have to talk DRC because they also in the mix for the first time in a very long time. They're playing Morocco.
Morocco.
Team
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing.
don't forget.
Comment. That comment. We left AFCON there. But yeah, DRC, Morocco. Is it a case, same thing as Donna has been speaking about, the experience of being at this stage of this journey, trying to qualify for the World Cup, Morocco, or DRC again, you know, renewing of the old guard and refreshing of the system. And it's looked, you know, sort of good at AFCON as well, but is it going to be good enough for this big game?
Dangerous, raucous, crazy. DRC.
Dangerous what?
Raucous, crazy.
I read a lot, I'm just saying. But anyway, to answer your question, I think the Moroccans have enough in the tank. Thank you, Paul. Dangerous Rock is crazy.
Nipuzani, guys.
VIP. Yo, to answer your question, I think Morocco, traditionally the North Africans do well.
Yeah.
So they have the experience, they have the guile. I think DRC don't have. Yoko, please, can you concentrate?
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
I think DRC, the experience counts in these, I would say, one-off games. But over two-legged tie, I think you need to manage the game, manage expectations, manage pressure, and the Moroccans have been there. I mean, I pick two North Africans to be probably in the five countries from Africa to represent us in Qatar.
Okay.
Morocco's going to be one of them.
Do you see DRC? No.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, no. Swift.
No. No.
Okay, as in, just for that, you know, go to DRC.
DRC.
Wait, you.
Based
you,
on what?
No. Ulahle Morocco.
Yeah. I'll bang it in.
So
be it.
Not loyal.
Okay, the other one.
Wow.
Other one is the Indomitable Lions, who, as we did mention, you know, earlier, were ever so impressive at AFCON, and they really did look like the real deal up until, you know, was it a semi-final defeat?
Yes.
Yeah, third and fourth place. So they lost in the semifinals, and then they lost. Up until that stage, it really did look the real deal. They've got Algeria, who on the other side of the coin.
No, Algeria must stay at home.
I know, Algeria must stay at home. Why?
Because but the same problem that every other team has, the same problem that Ghana has, Algeria have it.
They don't have reliance on the same.
Yeah, and also they need to rotate that team. And now they didn't have enough time to actually do that because there's no games in between. And now what you're going to do is you're going to bring your best players and they're not going to show up for the game. And then you're going to go back and play to the clubs and do well.
Yeah.
And then when you must sit at home. Because if you look at how they performed in December, that what is that cup? Asian Cup or something.
Arab Cup.
Yeah. They use more of local players. Then they go to AFCON.
It's all those guys.
So now there's no continuity in that. And now you look at now, how do those players feel now? Because now this was the biggest stage. You gave us this trophy to play for. We showed that we can play. Big stage, you don't even trust us.
And if I was Algerian, I still wouldn't.
You're not Algerian?
I still wouldn't forgive Umarez for Guti. I have gone.
Next week.
Man City.
What
is it? No, but come on. It's your nation.
So what?
So on the very same vein, I don't trust him. I don't believe in him and his ability to lift this Algeria team.
No, there's no way.
I don't think he's
as motivated to become the Algerian. You know, guys, go to me.
Talisman.
So we all agree.
He's not the guy that carries Man City.
True.
So now you're expecting him to do stuff that he can't even do. I got Jens Lindner Simmons. No, Man City disappears and then he show up 1-2-1-2. That's how he plays.
So we all agree.
It'll be unfair if they don't.
Yeah.
With the squad that they have.
Yeah. But it will be unfair.
No, because we want the best representation for our team.
So
Algeria, okay. Cameroon.
Okay. Cameroon is
a no-brainer.
Thank you.
No-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of, we're going to start with you. The five that you feel
is
going to go to Qatar.
Yes.
Or that you want to go to Qatar.
If I remember, I think it's Cameroon, Nigeria, Morocco, Tunisia, and guess who?
Senegal.
The return.
Okay. That's decent.
What do you mean it's decent?
No. I think that's what Navele. That's
his list.
Yeah, that's his list. I'm making an observation.
No, he's complaining. I'm serious.
Paul?
I have Morocco, Mali, Cameroon, Nigeria.
And Egypt.
Senegal is where I'm struggling.
Why are you struggling?
If I really must.
Why are you struggling there?
Because of the fact because of what we spoke about earlier, the fact that this is a repeat of the final, the fact that you have two teams who one is you know, injured from having lost the final. One is buoyed by the fact that they've won the final. Mm. You are never quite sure which team is going to show up.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? So that for me is what's making me kind of sit on the fence. But I want Aliou Cisse to go. So okay. I'll go with Sam.
You're going to go 10 and 11.
Okay. All right.
That's interesting. You guys skipped the fact that the North Africans are the most dominant country, collection of countries.
Yeah.
Of the continent. Morocco, Egypt. Mm-hmm. Two North African sides will be in Qatar.
Okay.
Merci beaucoup. You will then have Nigeria. Mm-hmm. You will then have Cameroon. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put Mali.
Oh, Mali.
I'm going to put my Mali on Mali.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't know what you guys
Mali
love.
On Mali. Now.
If you guys get anything out of this, it's that North Africans are the most dominant country.
Yes.
Money.
Not African.
Collection. Yeah, I said a collection.
Country in the continent.
I said collection of countries.
But there's some people are wondering what's happening. People are wondering what's happening with the blue sticker there. Is that a...
This is a sticker for peace.
Ah, when I jam
went. You know, as you said that, man, I just saw that. Remember those famous T-shirts as a 94 with the dam?
With the dam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my goodness!
South Africa, we love you. But those T-shirts were dope. If you didn't have one,
you place yourself, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Okay, all right. In wrapping all of this up, I'm gonna give my five, and you know, just for the sake of it, I'm gonna go left field. So. Except for Senegal.
Realistic.
Except for Senegal.
Okay.
I'm going to get... Okay, no. Senegal and Nigeria. Okay, maybe I'm not going left field.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm going to go Senegal, Nigeria, Cameroon, Mali, and...
Again, no North African country.
And DRC, Otam.
How
your list not including the North African?
Angfuni.
Because the North Africans are the most dominant country.
And that is how we wrap up Super Tube once again.
Continental.
When we see each other.
Guys, when we see each other again. You're all happy.
Very sober Oros, please.
I want it.
Next time we see each
other. Look at what it did to them.
I'm done.
Lift him up. Gents and lady, that's it for this episode.
Start up here.
Cheers.
Cheers.
With the ultimate sport app from SuperSport, you can find whatever you're looking for, because we've got you covered.
Brilliant! Just brilliant!
And you can then watch it again and again. Download the SuperSport app.